Let's go now to the tiny town of Abita Springs, Louisiana, which is on track to switch to 100% renewable energy by 2030, an idea spearheaded by Mayor Greg Lemons, who until recently was a climate change skeptic, also didn't pay a lot of attention to the benefits of renewable energy, and is a Republican. Donald Trump is now turning away from renewable energy and loosening regulations on fossil fuels, but Abita Springs is joining 69 other communities across the country, joining the Sierra Club's Ready for 100 campaign, all committing themselves to 100% renewable energy. Six of them, including Burlington, Vermont and Greensburg, Kansas, are already powered by wind, solar, and other renewables. A handful have mayors who, like Greg Lemons, are Republicans. He joins us now. And Mayor Lemons, to your conversion, do I understand that you literally had a light bulb moment? You were counting light bulbs on the street lamps in your town.
You know, we're a small town. We have to count our pennies and watch our fiscal spending. So one of the things that we looked at, we had a funding source for our streetlights. Well, the streetlights were bringing, were costing us more, about $15,000 a year more than we were bringing in from it. So we have to take general fund money to pay it. So I went out and looked at all 256 streetlights, analyzed them, and got rid of the really bad ones we didn't need, and then figured out a plan to replace the streetlights with energy-efficient solar lighting and night sky lighting for it, too. So we're looking to replace those with LED fixtures. Yes, I did count them all.
And it sounds like you concluded that, wait a second, I mean, there you are, in it's an oil-rich, oil-friendly state, Louisiana, but if I can replace the lights, how much more can I do? I mean, you've been described as a conservative Republican, and there are others like you. I'm reading about Rex Parris, who's mayor of Lancaster, California, who also had kind of a light bulb moment, the same kind of thinking, only his was, wait a minute, I'm in California, I can power things with the sun, and then had to kind of rethink everything he had thought, because as he said, up until then, I believe the Republican mantra that climate change is just a Chinese plot. We didn't need renewable resources. Now I recognize we do. Did you have that same kind of, wow, let me go and see what I can find out about all of this?
That's exactly what happened. You know, we had a little a fracking scare here in the town of Abita Springs. You know, fracking wells were going to pop up. So I did a lot of research on energies, renewable energies, sustainable energies, and things like that. As our utility department, we sell natural gas. But I'm a realist. We have to live in this world. You know, we have to be concerned about the environment. But I'm also the fiscal manager for a small town, so I have to watch my pennies. And there's a way to do that. I mean, you can't be the environment for all costs, and you can't be a business for all costs. Mm. So I did have a kind of a moment. My daughter put in solar panels on her house through a program we had in Louisiana. And I'm thinking, you know, she's paying pennies on her utility bill where she used to pay $300 or $400. And I said, why can't we do that for the town of Abita Springs? Mm. So I looked at the alternatives. I looked at the types of energies. And solar really makes sense for us.
In fact, I understand you even put solar panels on your boat.
I did. Actually, made financial sense to me also.
We know that you also, when there was going to be fracking right across from the high school, that's not too far from Abita Springs, you did an investigation on your own and then challenged it in court, but they eventually dropped the project.
They did. They dropped it because of the price of oil at the time. Yeah. That well is a viable well, and they will now request a permit, I feel, in the near future for a fracking well. You know, Abita Springs is named after an Indian princess that came here to drink the water to get healthy, and her name happened to be Abita. So water is very, very important here to us. We have a coffee company. We have a beer company, which are all based around the water. So water is very important. So anytime you go through the aquifer with as polluting effect that fracking wells will be, I'm concerned about it. There's also a lot of other things, you know, the amount of water it takes to do the well. So, yeah, that's not very far from here at all.
I want to hear more about this evolution for you, because what did you think when you started researching not just the benefit of renewable energy, but the reason for it, the impact of climate change?
Our natural gas is a non-renewable energy source. There's going to be a day in the future where it won't be available. Well, as long as the sun is available, then we will have that energy source. And as a business person, I said, well, you know, we have to invest in the future. And if we in a small town can start to eat the elephant by doing a little bit of a town, we're going to be investing in the future. I looked at 15-watt solar panels for my boat. Now I'm up to 100-watt solar panels. There's 400-watt solar panels. So we invest in that. It's good for the environment. It's good for the business of producing that equipment. And it came to me through a series of programs and education that I did on renewable sources. And, you know, we're not going to have natural gas forever.
And you had not known that. I mean, it's really interesting because you've said, I've read you quoted saying, you know, people really don't talk that much about the environment. This is, again, an oil town. It's a town where the jobs are in the oil industry. Just about every position that's held in the area is held by a Republican. And it hasn't been popular. But I'm thinking, too, what did you see when you saw the polluting effects or when you saw the effects of ice melting and the oceans rising? And there you are on the coast. It must have been a bit of an eye-opener.
Well, it was. It was not just one moment. It was a series of moments. You know, again, I educated myself on the fracking process. Mm. I went to Denton, Texas. I went to Demick, Pennsylvania. I went to North Louisiana and looked at the process of doing fracking and the environmental issues that go along with that. And then I'm also a boater. You know, I go on the Gulf Coast. I look at a series of islands that we've had there that have been there for eons, and they're disappearing very quickly. So I don't know if it's climate change. I don't know if it's. I'm not a scientist, but I'd see the effects. As shepherds for this environment, we need to look at these things.
And it sounds like you're talking more about the cost savings because maybe people, you know, will come along, but you're not making the pitch based on climate change, but on cost saving.
No, I'm doing both.
Oh, doing both.
Okay. It's absolutely both. And you know, we have to live in this world. We also have to pay the bills in this world. So I guess maybe that's my Republican hat on there. You know, we have to be financially stable. But you can do that through the solar panels that are on today. Yeah. Let me give you a prime example. We have a town hall that I'm in right now, which is my offices and fairly large building. Our electricity bill for this building in the summertime is about $600 a month. I'm going to lease solar panels. I'm going to put 188 solar panels on that, which is going to provide most of electricity during peak times. And the cost to lease those solar panels is $400 a month. And that will provide majority of the electricity that I need. So I'm going to probably save a couple hundred bucks a month. Hmm. Plus, I will absolutely put the out there that the town of Bermuda Springs is not just talking about energy sustainability. They're doing something about it. We've just recently installed some electric vehicle charging stations donated by Tesla. So we're trying to do everything we do in our community to be renewable energies.
What are you hearing from residents, though? Are they worried about their oil industry jobs?
Yes, the ones that are in the industry absolutely are. There's a lot of publicity going on. You know, there's a national publicity about oil and gas, and the ones that are in the industry are concerned. But let me tell you what's happened in Louisiana. We're building liquid natural gas terminals to export our resources to the China market and to the European market, which basically means that they're going to be the prices are going to balance. We're going to be paying more for natural gas because of that. So there is a industry thing that is going to be hurting the residents of the United of here. Maybe more gases, but because everything's becoming automated, the jobs are not as plentiful as they are preaching.
Right. Look, it's an interesting time. You voted for Donald Trump in 2016. He's moved away from renewable energy, withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement. What would you want to say to him?
I'd ask him to reconsider both of those aspects. Kind of like I do. Look at both of them and reconsider both of them, because there is something going on that we need to be sure that we're not the biggest contributor of. I'd ask him to reconsider it.
Yeah. That's Abita Springs, Louisiana Mayor Greg Lemons. He's pledged to have his town 100% using renewable energy by 2030. Mayor Lemons, best of luck to you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate talking to you.
And by the way, if Abita Springs sounds familiar, it is home to the push mow. That's become a huge annual parade of push mowers. So they've long been on the front lines of renewable energy. They just didn't know it.